State legislators and Governor Cuomo have been touting the on-time budget for the second year in a row that also, for the second time, reins in spending. Cuomo admits that most people would view that as lawmakers simply doing their job. But he says in a state that has almost never met the budget deadline for over two decades, it's an achievement.
But it is actually a big deal in Albany to get it done on time. For many years, it wasn't done on time. And that became a metaphor in some ways and a symbol for the dysfunction of Albany.
The budget is winning praise from government reform groups as well. The watchdog group Citizens Budget Commission says the spending plan contains far fewer gimmicks and one-shot revenue raisers than in the past. The commission's Betsy Lynam also credits Governor Cuomo with changing the terms of the debate and ending some of the budget games that had become an Albany staple. She says the 4% increases in school aid and health care funding this year were tied to indexes based on events in the real world. The school funding increase was based on personal income growth, and the health funding was tied to the medical component of the consumer price index.
The conversation really has shifted. It's not about an endless request or the sky's the limit with school aid or how much can we increase this or that. It's more about how are we going to spend the $805 million or the $500 million or the $600 million or whatever that framework would allow you to plan for.
Lynam says the budget also came together more easily this year because of actions that began over a year ago when Cuomo and lawmakers closed a $10 billion projected deficit and set parameters for spending for a two-year period. Last December, when the stagnating economy led to a widening new budget gap, Cuomo, after saying for months he was against raising any new taxes, agreed to extend an income tax surcharge on the wealthiest New Yorkers, closing almost half of the new deficit. Then, in mid-March, during an all-night session, the governor and legislature agreed on the most controversial part of Cuomo's budget, pension changes that will result in future employees contributing more for their retirement. The governor, at the time, defended the hasty passage, saying without a decisive vote at that moment, the debate would never have ended.
The trick is, at one point, to stop the dialogue and force action. Or up or down.
In that overnight session, legislators also approved new redistricting lines designed by the majority parties in each house. Cuomo, after threatening a veto, ultimately accepted the new lines largely intact in exchange for a constitutional amendment to reform them in the future. Although redistricting does not directly affect the budget, it was important personally to lawmakers, most of whom are seeking re-election in November. The deal fostered goodwill between the governor and the legislature, which has lasted through the final budget talks. Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos spoke as the agreements were reached.
Just as years of late budgets symbolized Albany's dysfunction, on-time budgets show that state government is working again.
The all-night session in mid-March was widely condemned by newspaper editorials from around the state as a reversion to backroom politics. Legislators may be hoping that a budget approved on time and during regular business hours will help erase the stigma. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.